This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 24 Aug 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today across Israel, the day has been mostly sunny with warm temperatures. Tel Aviv enjoyed a gentle sea breeze, while Jerusalem saw clear skies ideal for outdoor activities. In Haifa, the sun shone brightly, making it a perfect day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports from earlier today that Israel struck Gaza. The IDF targeted Hamas sites in Shati after kites reached Israeli communities, reminiscent of past incendiary balloon attacks. Also, JNS reports just in that the Treasury has launched Operation Economic Outcast against Iran. The department aims to cut off Iranian cash sources with an unprecedented campaign. Also this hour, Israel Hayom, Hebrew, reveals that the IDF and Shin Bet have destroyed weapons depots inside mosques in Shati and Deir al-Bala earlier today. Separately, as reported by I-24 News, Israel has given the Board of Peace 3 days to stop kite launches from Gaza or face renewed strikes. And finally, according to the Jerusalem Post, Israel's recent strike in Syria may have revived diplomatic efforts. Talks in Jordan could lead to a new arrangement, as reported earlier today. Here's what people are saying online. Ziada Sali, a medical doctor, wrote just under an hour ago that the people of Gaza are the heroes of our times. In a post from earlier, the U.S. Treasury retweeted a statement by Secretary Scott Bessent. He emphasized that the U.S. will target any economic engagement with Iran's regime. Al Arabiya English posted a short time ago that Syrian Foreign Minister Assad al-Shaybani called Syria's removal from the U.S. terrorism list a historic milestone. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the strikes on Gaza, Ynet reports that Israel launched attacks following the resurgence of kite threats, similar to the pre-war incendiary balloon tactics. This action underscores Israel's warning to Hamas regarding the continued launches. For the residents in southern Israel, this development heightens concerns about border security and escalation. Turning to the economic front, the Treasury's Operation Economic Outcast aims to isolate Iran financially. JNS indicates this operation will block Iran's access to global markets, raising pressure on its economy. The implications could be significant, not only for Iran, but also for regional stability, as tensions might escalate further. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom Hebrew details that the IDF and Shin Bet targeted two weapons depots earlier today. These were located inside mosques in Shati and Deir al-Bala. The destruction of these sites is intended to weaken Hamas's military capabilities. This operation reflects ongoing efforts to dismantle threats from within civilian areas. In a related development, I-24 News reports that Israel has issued an ultimatum to the Board of Peace concerning kite launches from Gaza. The warning to halt these activities within 3 days emphasizes Israel's stance on maintaining border security. For the Board of Peace, this creates an urgent need to engage and find solutions quickly. Lastly, the Jerusalem Post highlights Israel's recent action in Syria, which might have sparked renewed diplomatic dialogue. The upcoming talks in Jordan could shape future regional dynamics. This development offers a glimpse of hope that diplomatic efforts might bring about stability in the region. In financial news, first, Katech reports a legal battle over control of Silinx, a $6.5 million security company. Two siblings are suing their sister and her husband, the current CEO, over alleged financial misconduct. Separately, Walla Business reveals a new risk for Israel as the U.S. plans to sell 4 planes to Qatar for $4.5 billion. This comes as Israel receives its own second KC-46 refueling aircraft from the U.S. And finally, Israel Hayom Business warns of unsafe soft drinks in Tira. The health ministry found an unlicensed facility operating under poor conditions, advising consumers to avoid these drinks. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.